Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
I also saw this story that is making me just question a lot of things.
Ah, dude, I hate him.
WBZFM in Boston asked a guy by the name of Chip Alexander. Chip Alexander covers the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, Carolina's going to play Boston, as you might be familiar with, in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't like to think about that because I don't want to pretend
What's
that series is happening. WBZFM.
This is the, isn't it the ESPN radio station there?
It could be. I don't know.
Or is that, is this the Doucher and Rich show?
Doucher and Rich, I think, is the one you're talking about. I don't know which one it is.
Man, what a stupid
name. Oh, no, you're right. It is. You're right. It says Fred Doucher, co-host of Doucher and Rich.
Jack and Dick.
He grew irritated.
Hey, everybody. Doucher and Rich.
By the interview with Chip Alexander, who covers the Hurricanes for the Raleigh News and Observer.
Because, and of course, the Hurricanes are getting ready to play the Bruins.
Yeah. He said he had a Southern accent. I can't take it. Hockey and Southern accents. And so as they were talking to this guy, now, number one, they said they talked to him for 5 minutes and then cut the interview short.
Mistake number one. First of all, that's a regular interview. That's not
that's
cutting
how
an
long
interview
it should
short.
Be. It doesn't need to be longer than that.
I've hung up on guys before, though, because I didn't like the sound of their voice.
Well, I understand if it's annoying to listen to.
But I only talked to him for 90 seconds.
They stuck with it for 5 minutes, and they're like, we can't take this guy anymore. What I also find interesting, though, is someone from Boston saying that anyone else has an annoying accent. Like, oh, yeah, John, I couldn't understand a word he was saying, John. Park the car, John. Oh, who can talk like that, John? It's so annoying. Like, yes, you're going to tell me that a Southern accent is annoying when I talk like this. Hello, how you doing? Tusher and Rich.
Hey, Teddy, who's leading the golf so far today? I know Paul just had it in his sports center.
Denny McCarthy.
Denny McCarthy. Denny. Denny, Jenny, whatever.
Denny McCarthy doesn't do the vaccinations, John.
No, John.
Doesn't get a shot anymore.
Problem with all the measles in this country have to do with Denny McCarthy.
I don't understand how they get a word, how they get the letter W into the word more.
More. Yeah, I need some more, John. Give me more chowder, John.
That's going to be the guy that says that it's annoying to hear from someone from the South? I almost feel like the South gets a bad rap a little bit on that, don't you? Look who I'm talking to. No, you don't feel that.
But no, I don't feel that.
I think the South.
I do think it's ironic that Boston person's going to say that.
Right. I do think the South gets a little bit of a bad rap because what if you are someone who is legitimately like a really intelligent person from the South?
Impossible.
No, it's not. It's entirely. In fact, there's lots of people who are from the South who are very intelligent. But that accent has been used over the years as one to indicate not being intelligent. And so it's got to be tough if you are actually trying. Like, there had to be some guy at NASA who was explaining the rockets who was like, now, y'all going to find that these afterburners here, they're not going to work like regular afterburners. And they're like, get this guy
there's
out
no
of here.
Way. You don't have
yes,
that guy.
Was.
No, you don't.
It was in Florida and Houston.
They bring those people in. They're not from there.
There had to be someone.
Well, I come from a whole family of alligator trappers, but now I'm going to be doing the rocket ship.
But if that person had an aptitude for figuring out math, they might have got a scholarship. They might have gone on and then become top engineer for NASA.
Just talk about some more fairy tales that never happen.
Who's our engineer that's coming in? Oh, it's old Jim Bob Cooter over there.
Jim Bob
Cooter. He's going to teach you some
in.
Offense and he's going to light the fires.
The odd thing is, I don't think
tires.
Jim Bob Cooter is from the South, is he?
I have no idea. If that guy is from, like,
Hold
New
on,
Hampshire.
Hold on, I got to check his that's, I got to check his wiki.
That's the weirdest thing ever if he's from New Hampshire.
Jim
his name's
Bob
Jim
Cooter.
Bob Cooter? Come on.
I mean, I've heard him talk. No, he's from Tennessee.
All right, there I'm you stupid. Go. Yeah.
And, of course, first thing that pops up, his mugshot.
I forgot.
He's a coach on the Jets, but the first thing I see, mugshot. What did he do? Did he do something where he was, fell asleep in a drive-thru? Was that him?
No, I think that was a former Browns assistant. I don't think that was him. What did he do? I don't know what
DUI.
Okay.
Oh, even more.
Oh?
Okay, so I'm just going to read you his personal life section from Wikipedia in the Southern accent.
Can you? Okay. All right, that's fine.
Cooter is from Fayetteville. He was arrested for driving under the influence in June 2006 and was suspended from the Volunteers as a result. In 2009, he was charged with aggravated burglary after climbing into a window and getting into a woman's bed.
Oh.
But good news, the charges were later dropped. Come on down, head coach, assistant coach in the NFL.
This man was given a job in the NFL after they were like, oh, yeah. I did jump in her bed, but they dropped all the charges, so it's all good.
Really? It is kind of funny where it's Boston guy tells Southern guy that he sounds funny.
Yes. Especially when Boston guy, it's like, all right, John, Southerners are all weird, John. They're all degenerates.
And now Boston man Thomas Menino's greatest hits, John.
In Boston, we have an amazing set of remarkable athletes whose action in a moment have become ionic.
Why are we rooting hard to bring back the World Series Cup to Boston like we did in 2004 and 2007?
Havlicek stole the ball, Fisk waving the ball fair, Fleury launching the Hail Mary pass, Veritek splitting the uprights.
The last game we had, what Brady did, I mean, Brady has those wide receivers out there, the Grabowski, Hernandez, Wes Weckler, I mean, he has them all.
What the Celtics have is really, they have a lot of experience, a lot of heart in this team. Let me just tell you, KJ is a great head, but Hondo's really the inspiration. I mean, Hondo drives that team.
Today we dedicate this plaque, which will serve as a reminder.
John.
I love the Touche and Rich guys. The South is backwards, John. No, sorry, I got to go to another sexual harassment training here at the radio station. They shut us down, John, because we're all terrible people,
that's
John.
Right. They did shut that radio station down.
Stupid.
And they took a field trip to Fenway Park where they just spewed N-words at Mookie Betts.
Oh, that's not good. Don't do that. Yeah, Boston, you're the South of the North. Thank you. That's who you are. Just shut up. Stop ripping other people.